Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Kinecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Kinecta Mobile. With Kinecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Kinecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Kinecta Mobile. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. So good to be with all of you. If you're listening on the powerhouse 50,000 watt News Radio WHAM 1180, welcome to the program, all the way up into Canada, down into the East Coast. So glad to be with all of you. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, thank you so much. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, you name it. If you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating, because that helps us. And leave a comment or a nice review if you like the show. And also consider going to my website, theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. We are completely independent over here at The Shannon Joy Show. And every contribution that you make on the website to become an angel investor is absolutely meaningful, keeps the show healthy and independent, no strings attached. I'm here for you. I am your voice. And that's just the way that I like it. We have a lot to get to. This is an unusually busy week, right? First week in December, you'd think that everyone has Christmas fever, everyone's getting ready for the holiday season. And no, on the medical freedom front, which is the freedom front, the battle that is being waged in the United States of America right now, that amazingly 80% of Americans have no idea is even being waged, right? That is going to impact the rest of the planet. It's astounding for me to comprehend how extraordinary these times are that we are living in. Great darkness, wickedness beyond belief, corruption in our institutions, every angle, from our education institutions to our governmental institutions, our healthcare institutions, even our churches, right? Something so dark that has always been there that is just now coming to light as we are moving through these birthing pains, as they try to move us into this new 21st century tyranny. And it is exposing this corruption. The events of 2020, the lockdowns, the devastation, these toxic, deadly vaccines being foisted upon the American people and innocent people across the globe. They are not safe. They are not effective. We knew that from the very beginning. There's no way you can prove something is safe when you don't study it, when you don't have long-term studies. We knew all this from the beginning, but it's just extraordinary. It's the devastation to humanity. People are suffering. And it is difficult to watch. It's difficult to me, for me, even in my own personal life with friends and family and neighbors, people talking to me about just constant illnesses, getting sick and getting sick again, their children being infected and then reinfected with not only COVID-19, but pink eye, RSV, influenza, strep throat, you name it. Everything's out there. And I just want to scream at the top of the mountain, stop taking the vaccines. Don't get vaccinated. Please stop, right? Go to FLCCC, Pierre Corey's website. Get the protocols. Detox your body if you can. Like, listen to Dr. Malone and McCullough and all these people who are so brilliant. They are, in for all intents and purposes, the new founding fathers, right? Because not only are they addressing the medical tyranny, the medical fraud that has been perpetrated upon the American people in the past 3 years by these institutions, But they're also having to grapple with the politics of this because as of today, December 7th, 2022, all medicine is politics. All politics is medicine. All politics revolve around your body. It is the seizure of your body by this medical industrial complex, the government working in tandem with pharmaceutical corporations, propped up by big tech and big media, all of them at the trowel, all of them protecting one another, and just breaking bodies, human bodies, claiming ownership of our bodies, making us sick, and then trying to sell us a vaccine to fix us. But the vaccine makes us even sicker. So they sell something to us that treats the illness that was caused by the original vaccine, and on and on and on. Do you see the prescription? Do you see how in the 21st century economy, we are human beings, you and me. We are the consumer, but we're also the product, and we're also the experiment. That's what they're banking on. The question is, will we wake up to it? Truly extraordinary times. Yesterday, 7-hour testimony, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the Tasmanian devil of lies, lying, lie upon lie upon lie. It's been the great frustration for so many of us on Team Reality over the past 2.5 years. He always gets away with it. Nothing pins him down. He goes into safe venues. No one asks him hard questions. He'll come on one day and say one thing, the complete opposite the next day, and then the opposite again on the third day, and it doesn't even matter, right? So frustrating. This guy was pinned in a corner yesterday. 7 hours. Deposition. 2 country attorneys from the Midwest. Right? Getting Anthony Fauci on the record, deposing him, asking him questions under oath, and forcing him to lie his face off. That's what happened yesterday. We covered it yesterday on the Shannon Joy Show. Truly extraordinary. 478 pages of testimony. I'm not reading it. My good friend Steve Dace read it, most of it, so I'm going to depend on him. I've heard he had a fantastic show yesterday. I highly recommend Steve Dace, Daniel Horowitz, as daily listening along with this show or when you can, because they are right on the front lines of truth along with myself here at the Shannon Joy Show. But yeah, that was extraordinary, and you're going to see a lot of coverage on that. We covered it yesterday on the show. Absolutely delicious to see this guy who has been given such rope for so long, right? This guy has been given platform after platform, no pushback, no discourse, no debate, no hard questions, just every avenue to the hearts and minds of American people to lie to them over and over. To see him get caught these are the things that I wait for in my career. We don't often have wins in this battle. When you are on the side of truth, when you are on the side of just basic, plain liberty, it's not that complicated. When you like the Constitution and you practice the golden rule and you'd like to lead a simple life and not be harassed and poked and prodded and controlled and lied to by government systems and individuals who you'll never meet, you'll never know, they don't know you, they don't care about you, yet they dictate so many aspects of your life down to injecting substances into your body and into the body of your children that are toxic and deadly. And this is becoming known. This will become known. The history books will be written. And I told you guys years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago, we will be on the right side of history. Because at least on this program, this small independent radio program, we are going to search for truth. We are going to search for truth. And it may not always be clear, but we're going to continue to search for it. And that's what I pledged to you back in March of 2020 when we didn't know what the hell we were dealing with. I had a hunch, by the way. Most people were afraid, terrified, and we have just now Oh, the humanity. That's the statement that comes to my mind when I realize what we have done, what we are going to deal with. Hundreds of millions of shots injected into bodies, healthy human bodies, to devastating impact. And I marvel, along with all of you who are listening to the sound of my voice tonight, I marvel at the idea that so many people are still to this day clueless, absolutely clueless. We have to embrace those people. We have to help them. We have to help them. And so we've got a lot of work to do in the next couple years, for sure. But extraordinary week. Yesterday, Anthony Fauci, which we covered on my program yesterday. By the way, go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. You can get all of the old shows and podcasts so that you don't miss a thing. But today, we are going to get into this. I got to show prep very late today because I was riveted by, once again, Senator Ron Johnson. Thank you, Jesus. That man was elected back into office. In my estimation, that is the only election that mattered on the face of this planet in the fall of 2022. We may have had some disappointing results across the country in terms of the red wave, but Senator Ron Johnson needed to get into office, and he needed to get into office so that he could have the hearings that he put together today. It was one of the best, multiple hours, Washington, D.C., our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Ed Dowd, who you've heard on this program, and others that you have heard on this radio show, were on Capitol Hill. They testified again, and it was absolutely riveting. This is a must watch from the beginning to the end. I don't often give you guys homework, but this is something. Much of it is in layman's term, and they cover everything from the response to COVID-19 to the rollout of the vaccines to the shoddy workmanship of the FDA and Pfizer, the blatant fraud. Absolutely astounding. I'm going to go through some of the highlights tonight on the program. We're going to let you know who is there, who are the players. But this is, if you are going to red pill someone, this is the way to do it. These people are testifying. This is a Senate committee led by a sitting United States Senator, Ron Johnson. It is official in that capacity. It is on the record, and it is some of the most brilliant minds on the face of the planet. And they are all testing their theories. They are all testing their testimonies against one another. So you have the Discord there. You have the peer review, which is very important. And they lay it down in stark terms. It's multiple hours. It's worth every moment. I'm going to give you a highlight here tonight on the show, but don't take my word for it. Get it up. Put it on your screen. Have the family watch it. Show it to your loved ones over the holidays. This is, like I said, if you're going to red pill someone, or if you want to take someone who is wavering, someone who is all about the science, but they know something's wrong, these are going to be the best resources that you can take to the bank. You don't have to worry about, well, is this going to be debunked? Is this going to be fact-checked and it's going to be something ridiculous? Are these tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, even though we're all kind of tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists these days because there are so many conspiracy theories that are just freaking coming true. So, I mean, it's a bizarre time that we live in. Like, nothing would surprise me these days. But this is the kind of stuff, though, this is the stuff you're going to want to share with laymen. You're going to want to share with people who would not normally be open to this. I think that doors are going to be open because people are sick. Our brothers and sisters who are vaccinated are sick. And many of us who are unvaccinated are also getting sick because the virus is mutating. as we have vaccinated into in the midst of a pandemic. We are now creating, this is why people are getting repeatedly infected with COVID-19. It's because the virus continues to mutate and come back. There is concern that not only will it become more virulent, but also more deadly. And that will impact the vaccinated and the unvaccinated alike. We're all in this together, whether we like it or not. And we have a lot of work to do. So tonight we're going to go over this unbelievable, thank you to Senator Ron Johnson, COVID-19 vaccines. It is a Senate hearing. It happened today on Capitol Hill. You can get it on Rumble. We're going to overview it tonight. COVID-19 vaccines, what they are, how they work, and possible causes of injury, among other things. We're going to highlight that tonight. And big announcement. So keep it tuned right here to the end of the show, and I will let you know. We have a lot of really great stuff coming up in 2023 that I want to let you all in on. So keep it tuned right here. We'll be back in a moment on the Shannon Joy Show. Today on Capitol Hill, Senator Ron Johnson hosted COVID-19 vaccines, what they are, how they work, and possible causes of injury. Again, this is a who's who of some of the most brilliant minds on the face of the planet. These are highly decorated, highly educated medical doctors, epidemiologists, scientists, attorneys, and also witness experts. And their testimony was absolutely riveting today. Senator Ron Johnson bringing them together officially on Capitol Hill for a Senate hearing. And on the hot seat, they're looking at the vaccines. Now, for those of us who have been following this for the last 3 years, and people like myself who have been reporting on vaccine injury and death and the vaccine adverse event reporting system for well over 6 years, 6 or 7 years, I think I've been reporting on this stuff. A lot of this stuff is not new. This is, you know, we're going into this concept of, is it ever okay for any institution, any medical body, any governmental body, anyone for that matter, to force or coerce or mandate a medical intervention against your will? Do they have the right to shove medicines into your body? Do they have the right to the equivalent of strapping you down and shoving a vaccine into your arm, right? And they'll say, well, you're not forcing it. You just have to, it's mandated and you can't do this, this, and this. Well, is it permissible to make a class of people second-class citizens because they politely decline a certain medical intervention? And see, that question has been on the table now for 6 or 7 years. And even more so now that we are looking at the age of the mandate. You can't go to school. You can't go to college. You can't go to work. You can't go to a restaurant. You can't go into a grocery store. You can't do any, you can't live unless you submit to the government intervention. Now, there are a million angles to that. How do we know it's safe? Who should be exempted? Should there be exemptions? I mean, there are so many angles to this concept, but now it's all coming very sharply into focus because of COVID-19. Thank you, Jesus, right? You wouldn't, very often in the midst of great darkness, there's a reason for it, and it's because it illuminates something that is very wrong. And so because everyone was hyper-focused on the COVID-19 vaccines and everyone was hyper-focused on the mandates, this is now bringing the entire issue of vaccines, vaccine mandates, protocols, safety protocols, studies, and the capture, the regulatory capture of agencies like the FDA and the CDC and the NIH by massive pharmaceutical corporations that are owned and financed by massive global banks like BlackRock and Vanguard and you name it. A couple others, okay? Who's running the show here? And what we are learning and what we are seeing very clearly, not only in the testimony from Fauci yesterday, which was rambling, bumbling, mumbling, the guy knows nothing. He's a know-nothing. He doesn't know. He doesn't remember. I'm so airheaded. I forgot who I talked to. I mean, 7 hours of, I don't know, shrugging the shoulder. This is the guy. He was the science. All hail King Fauci. For almost 3 years, and the guy knows nothing. If you read the testimony, which I didn't, but I saw some of it. It's 476 pages. I'm going to rely on Daniel Horowitz and Steve Dace. I trust them enough. They can look at it, right? Because it's probably going to be a circus sideshow anyway. But it's truly astounding to understand that this guy dictated everything. Absolutely no accountability. Knew absolutely nothing. Forgot everything. Lied? I mean, it would make a snake oil salesman blush with the amount of times Fauci just blatantly lied. And then he got caught and trapped. Right? The capture of these regulatory agencies by these massive pharmaceutical corporations, the corruption is just, it's astounding. I mean, history is being written right now. I can't believe I'm on the radio talking about this stuff and I've been put in this position. I mean, all of us, we're all in this together, right? But so this is very important. This is very important what happened today. And like I said, this is one that you want to bookmark. It was live streamed on Rumble. When I was watching it, it had anywhere from 15 to 18,000 viewers at any given time. But that will be likely up into the millions. It very, very well received. And more people are getting in the know. More and more people are waking up. And the truth will be revealed. I'm convinced of that. The people in that room today are connected to people all over the country. They are traveling the country, also the world. They are meeting with one another and other colleagues in cities across the United States of America. They are forming organizations. They are forming coalitions. They are building up parallel economies. Ed Dowd was there today. He's been on this program. He talks about the parallel economy, right? All of these crumbling systems and infrastructures, as they crumble, we begin to build up parallel infrastructures that we're building locally from the local community level. And you know, he speaks to that. It's, you know, this is just amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And so this was, again, put on by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. And the title was COVID-19 Vaccines, What They Are, How They Work, and Possible Causes of Injury. And I'm just going to highlight a few of the players there. So we had testimony on VAERS, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. This is where you can find, to this day, go to the red box summaries, openvaers.com, a phenomenal resource, game changer. They have the 1.5 million reports of serious vaccine injury and death from the COVID-19 vaccines alone. Astonishing that most people don't even know it exists. It's a CDC agency. And quite frankly, the CDC doesn't know what to do with it because it is damning. It has already hit the threshold that would signal the pulling of these vaccines. It hit that fresh threshold ages ago. And Liz Wilner reported on that. We also had Aaron Seary testify. Aaron Seary is of Seary Gilmstead. He's one of the most effective attorneys in the country. He was the one who was able to get Pfizer and the FDA to release it was something like 85,000 pages of documentation from the COVID-19 FDA trials, the clinical safety trials, to get the FDA approval. And I mean, those documents alone are enough to put Pfizer executives in prison and probably FDA executives as well. That's all working its way through the courts all over the country. Lots of different court cases happening. All of that was Aaron Seary. He is extraordinary. I would love to have him on my show. I've reached out to him to come on as a guest. I have not been able to get him yet, but if any of you know him, let him know that Shannon Joy would like to have him. He's unbelievable. He reported on the V-Safe data. And the V-Safe data was this program. It was an alternate reporting program for vaccine injury. So when they rolled out the COVID-19 vaccines and after the clinical trials, they had people sign up for what was called V-Safe. And that was, you get the vaccine. You're not part of the clinical trial, but you get the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, and you just agree to report to VSafe, whether you have a headache, a sore arm, you have to be hospitalized, or you're dead, or you have a debilitating adverse reaction, or an allergic reaction. It's basically, after the rollout of the vaccine, people voluntarily signed up. And the reports to VSafe are devastating. Devastating. Hospitalizations, permanent disabilities. The list goes on and on. And you'll see all this. You'll hear all the testimony on this today, on that testimony that was put together by Senator Johnson. And you can get it on Rumble. I also link to it if you go to any of my social media pages, Facebook, my Shannon Joy Show page on Facebook, and also Twitter. I link you to the Rumble video as well, and you can pick it up there. So you had Erin Siri. Ed Dowd talked about the mortality data. This is the insurance data that is showing what they're calling a Sigma event, meaning this never happens. This is a catastrophic human event that will have implication for the course of human history, okay? The amount of people who have dropped dead in the last 18 months since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. It's insane. It's insane. The disability data, insane. Ed Dowd presented that at the hearing today. You had a presentation by Josh Sterling. I've never heard of him. I didn't see it. But he presented on the CDC and their international data. We had the personal stories. This was absolutely horrific. The personal stories of Bree Dressen and Joel Waskog. They testified at the hearings. Really hard to get through their testimony without weeping. When you see the human impact and the tragedy of vaccine injury. Bree Dressen referred to the vaccine injured in the United States of America today as ghosts, as if they don't exist. No one will treat them. No one will acknowledge their injury. No one will help them. It is a travesty. It is inhumane. It is wicked, and it needs to end. But when we come back, we'll take a look. I'll recap some of her testimony again today. COVID-19 vaccines, what they are, how they work, possible causes of injury, as presented by Senator Ron Johnson on Capitol Hill today. You can get the entire hearing. It's hours upon hours long. Thank you, Jesus, for Ron Johnson and all of the people who were gathered at that testimony today. They are doing historic work there. We'll be back in a moment on the Shannon Joy Show. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Shannon Joy here for PCM and Associates. Financial independence is your foundation to pursue a life of freedom. Smart investing helps you generate your own income, reduce taxes, and allows you to make your own decisions about how to spend your time. Most importantly, it builds your legacy so you can support your family and the institutions you care about. Proper asset allocation is the way to start, and Dom Pilano of PCM & Associates has guided his clients to this goal for decades. Call him today at 271-8540. That's 271-8540. Today at the hearings, COVID-19 vaccines, what they are, how they work, possible causes of injury, presented by Senator Ron Johnson, a who's who of some of the most courageous intellectual thinkers on the face of the planet, Dr. Ryan Cole, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey, Del Bigtree presented, obviously Dr. Malone, David Gortler, who is a former FDA official, stunning, stunning reporting from him, really running through the gamut, like big picture testimony on what the hell happened over the past 2.5 years with COVID-19, which is now commonly understood to be a virus that was created in a lab in Wuhan and unleashed on an unsuspecting population, whether it was on purpose, aka a bioweapon, or by accident, aka malfeasance and gross malpractice, whatever you call it, doesn't really matter. It's horrific, right? So everything from COVID-19, the failure to respond to COVID-19 with basic vitamin D protocols, which Pierre Corey said should have been the first course. The entire nation should have been put on high levels of vitamin D from the very beginning. We would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives worldwide if we had done that. That was included in his testimony to the refusal to treat with ivermectin, the refusal to treat with hydroxychloroquine. We have gone through that on the program. We sentenced hundreds of thousands of people to death simply with the refusal to treat them. Stay home until you can't breathe. Then come to the hospital. We will shove you on a ventilator and you will die. That was the protocol. I spoke with a nurse. I had a cocktail with her last week. And we're talking about, you know, other things, initiatives that she's working on. She was fired from her job for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. She worked on the COVID floor in the early, early days. And she said it was like a dystopian nightmare. Dystopian nightmare. People screaming, wailing. Alone, in rooms, no one would go in, fully dressed. They were wearing the gloves and the hazmat suits. And it was the horrific what we did to people. They had no advocates. We locked everyone out of the hospitals. I can't even imagine the horrors of what happened in hospitals across the globe in those days. People were gripped with fear and panic, compliance, no courage whatsoever. Sickening. Sickening to think about what we ignored, how weak we were. Just really hard to conceive, thinking back, remembering, right? But Pierre Corey had, testimony on COVID. And then, you know, the rollout of the vaccines as well. We're going through some of the speakers. You can find this testimony, this multi-hour testimony on Capitol Hill in a Senate committee hearing from Senator Ron Johnson. One of the elements were the personal stories of vaccine injured. So Joel Wostgog, who was a medical doctor with a thriving practice, he had multiple locations. He had one Moderna shot and is now permanently disabled. He gave his testimony. Bree Dressen, oh, horrific, horrific. She had two shots. She was a Pfizer trial participant. So these were the people early on who volunteered to be part of the clinical trials that we know now were riddled with fraud. Fraud as far as the eye can see from Pfizer. We know that from the testimony of Brooke Jackson, who has been on this show. She's the Pfizer whistleblower. Look her up. She has a massive lawsuit against Pfizer, something like $2 billion. It's insane. She has really good attorneys. And so she's working on that, but she has all the receipts, all of the records. She documented, and the amount of fraud that was conducted during those clinical trials is astounding. Siri Gilmstead and Aaron Siri are working on this as well. But Bree Dressen was one of those trial participants, and it's interesting, when you participate in a trial, typically you sign a document and it acknowledges that this thing could potentially kill you or harm you or whatever, and that you'll be taken care of should that happen, in the event that that happens. And most people don't really, they sign it. I don't know if they know exactly what they're signing, but that's usually how it works. And Bree Dressen had her course of the COVID-19 vaccine, the Pfizer version, and developed immediately after a fatal degenerative neuropathy. So she is now condemned to death. This disease will, at this point, kill her. And her testimony was heartbreaking. She wept through her testimony. And she tells the story of being completely erased, right? When she originally reported her devastating adverse event to the NIH and to the FDA, they actually flew her out. They gave her secret protocols. They know about these injuries and deaths. They know everything that is happening. And she knows they know because they gave her and other vaccine injured patients secret protocols that she uses to this day to treat certain elements of her vaccine injury. But they will not give it to the other vaccine injured people who can't find a doctor, a medical doctor. She refers to them as ghosts. Now they cut off support to Bree and other vaccine injured, and now she's alone. She had a statement for the vaccine injured to not give up, by the way. If you are out there tonight, you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're fearful and you fear that you have been vaccine injured and you don't know which way to turn and your doctor is telling you you're crazy and they're ignoring your symptoms and they're telling you that there's nothing you can do, please, she said, hold on, that the fight is just beginning, that they are fighting. She's dedicated her life, the rest of her life, which tragically will be short, as this disease just decimates her body, right? But she is fighting for other vaccine injury. These are truly astounding people, astounding, courageous warriors for truth and freedom that were gathered today on Capitol Hill, which is just a degenerate place. I hate Washington, D.C. I try to never go there, ever, because it feels dark and sinister to me. I've been there a couple times for a few different events. I just don't like it. But these people went to Washington and are providing a great service. But Bree Dresden testified. She's vaccine injured. And she testified that, you know, in those, the early trial participants, that Pfizer and the FDA miscoded some of the most devastating adverse impacts. They coded her, right? She is dying from a degenerative neuropathy, okay? She has been diagnosed as vaccine injured. She is dying. The NIH and the CDC have acknowledged that. They flew her out to DC, gave her certain protocols, then threw her to the wolves. They're done with her, right? They don't need her anymore. And yet, but on her case is coded as fully recovered. They have coded her officially in the early trial participants as fully recovered. And she goes on to testify that likely hundreds, thousands, I mean, who knows how many they have falsely coded. This is why the data, trust the science. You can't trust any of it. They are, astounding. There's more. You guys have got to watch the full testimony on this because you will fall out of your chair. You'll fall out of your chair when you realize what they have done to us. Tonight, we're covering as much as we can on this. Ron Johnson, COVID-19 vaccines, what they are, how they work, possible causes of injury. Keep it tuned right here. We're going to be back in a moment to close it out. And big announcement in the next segment. So make sure you stay with us. We'll be back in a moment on the Shannon Joy Show. Welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Please remember, go to theshannonjoy.com, theshannonjoy.com. To those of you who have contributed, who are angel investors, thank you so much. We're set up on Patreon, so if you like to use Patreon to support your favorite independent artists and broadcasters, feel free to go over there and make your contribution there. Also, theshannonjoy.com, you can become an angel investor, and people give as little as $2 a month, as much as $25, $30 a month, whatever makes sense to you. If you like what we do here, we would absolutely appreciate your support. All right, we are looking at a must-watch. This is homework. I want every one of you to watch this and get back to me. Shoot me an email, theshannonjoyshow@gmail.com. That's my email address. There's so many things to remember. I can't remember. theshannonjoyshow@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts. This is multiple hours of testimony from Senator Ron Johnson putting together a who's who of some of the most intellectual, courageous, unbelievable people to testify to the absolute absurdity, the insanity of what we have done in response to COVID-19 over the past 3 years. Truly astonishing to go back. It brought up a lot of memories for me in terms of what we dealt with in those early days when it seemed so dark. We knew that the government was lying to us. We knew that something wasn't right. We knew that it's absurd to think that a filthy rag over your face was going to protect anyone or keep anyone healthy or safe. But we just set our minds aside. We set our soul and our spirits aside, right? When we watched elderly people dying alone, isolated, in despair, the most horrific conditions. And we all looked away, many of us. To now listen to the testimony of Anthony Fauci yesterday and then juxtapose that with truth that we are hearing today, it's just a strange spot, strange place to be as a broadcaster that kind of walked you all through this over the past 3 years, learned with all of you. I remember those early days where I came to the radio and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Talking to a wall. Remember, we all had to leave the studio. So all of a sudden I'm just sitting here monologuing. It was crazy. It was crazy. But now, you know, coming full circle 3 years after and kind of reliving it with all of these people who were living it with us, we just hadn't been connected. So thankful for many of these people who are on this show often. Their testimony is astounding, and it is, I highly recommend it. I talked about the personal stories of vaccine injuries were particularly heart-wrenching to listen to Bree Dressing and Joel Walskog. But also, there was an FDA official who was fired very shortly after COVID-19. I want to say just a few months after the protocols were put in place in 2020. His name was David Gortler, and he gave some impassioned testimony. Really incredulous. I mean, this guy is a scientist. He's a bureaucrat. He was employed by the federal government for many, 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 many years. And he talks about the manufacturing of the vaccine and how we have no idea. I mean, these vaccines are being manufactured, we are pretty sure, by the military, some of them in China. And we have, this was his testimony, which was mind-blowing, and he appealed to pharmacists who see this every single day. Your pharmacist, CVS, Walgreens, wherever it is that you go, okay? We have no idea what is in these vaccines. We have no idea. And he was incredulous in his testimony. You could see the common sense, how is it? And he appealed to the pharmaceutical community to pull out the package insert of these vaccines. It is a complete blank page. We have no idea. Think about that. 3 years in, we have no freaking idea what is in these vaccines, and we continue to shoot ourselves up with them. It's insane. It is insane. I can't even begin to overview the rest of the testimony. Again, I highly encourage you guys, watch this. Let me know what you think. This is one of those must watch events. And so go to Rumble. I think it's on Senator Ron Johnson's site and in other places as well. Or go to my social media. I posted it. We are running out of time, but I do want it super, super exciting. Dr. Robert Malone, who is testifying today on Capitol Hill with Ron Johnson, he will be with us on Monday In the Joy Virtual Studio, we'll ask him all about this testimony, everything that went down. We'll ask him about the debacle that was Anthony Fauci, the Tasmanian devil of lies. I mean, that's what I call him. That's what I imagine him doing, just lying, breaking things, you know, a whirlwind of lies all throughout Capitol Hill. And another super excited, I'm so excited to announce this. We have secured Dr. Peter McCullough. He is coming to Rochester, New York in March of 2023. So I just got word from him. I asked him a little while ago on behalf of Americans for Healthcare Alternatives, which is the group that I've talked to you guys about here in Western New York. We are committed to building independent, holistic clinics to help treat people and make them feel better. And we think we need that because we know what's going on in hospitals, and most of us don't trust the medical establishment right now. So on behalf of them, I asked him, and he just said yes immediately. He's the most humble guy. He is just so kind. So in early March, we're not going to disclose the date yet, but we have a venue, and the venue is phenomenal. It is centrally located. It's going to be so comfortable. And the date is secured, the venue is secured, and Dr. McCullough has officially confirmed. So keep it tuned here. I will be letting you know. Make sure you're following me on Facebook, following me on social media and Twitter. I'm working on getting my email system set up. So eventually, when you go to my website, you can click on, immediately when you go to the website, you'll see a sign up for my newsletter. And that I'm not going to bombard you with advertisements or a ton of newsletters, but I am going to let you know what I'm doing from time to time. And that's going to allow me to capture all of your email addresses in case I get deplatformed in certain places. This is another way that we can kind of protect the show, keep it independent. So that's coming as well. So as soon as I get that up, make sure that you sign up for my email newsletters, and then we'll make sure we're keeping you up to date as we get closer to the event. But it is happening. I am so excited. I think he's going to do some really important things here in Western New York, and it is, I'm humbled and honored to be able to bring him to all of you. So that's our news. Make sure that you continue to share this show out with all of your friends and family. If you think that we're doing a good job and what we're doing is of value, I would so appreciate your support. TheShannonJoy.com. TheShannonJoy.com is the website, and you can contribute there to my little radio program. And as always, I'd like to hear from all of you. The Shannon Joy Show at gmail.com. The Shannon Joy Show at gmail.com is my email address, and I always love to hear your feedback. All right, guys, that's the show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all again on the Shannon. Hey, everyone. If you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone. Working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family. But in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data. And in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta.